Greetings, readers. Welcome to the May edition of Library News. We hope everyone can get outside this month and enjoy some spring weather. Each year, the Library and the Iowa Department for the Blind honors their volunteers with the Elizabeth Perowski Volunteer Program. This year's theme was Volunteers Help Tell Our Story and was held virtually using Zoom rather than in person on Thursday, April 22nd. Despite a difficult and complicated year, the library accomplished so much by continuing and expanding services and programs which could not have been done without the help of our volunteers. During the program, the Friends of the Library presented the library with their annual contribution in the amount of $12,000. Throughout the year, the Friends raise funds through memberships and events, which is then given to the library. These funds are essential to the success of many library programs such as the Iowa Regional Braille Challenge, year-round youth programming, the new youth library space, the purchase of a 3D printer, additions to the library's collection, and so much more. The library would like to thank the Friends of the Library for their constant support, advocacy, and commitment. For more information about the Friends of the Library, go to www.iafriendslibraryfortheblind.org.
As part of the Elizabeth Perowski Volunteer Program, we honor volunteers who have gone above and beyond throughout the year to assist and support the library. For more than 60 years, Elizabeth Perowski of Des Moines was a volunteer Braille transcriber. She taught herself to Braille and was certified in literary, Nemeth, and music Braille by the Library of Congress. She also conducted Braille workshops throughout the country, teaching others how to Braille. Elizabeth was still brailing within a few weeks of her death at the age of 97 in May 1996. In honor of Elizabeth, the text on the Elizabeth Perowski Memorial Volunteer Award states, "For extraordinary spirit and inexhaustible dedication in volunteer service to those who are blind." Each year, the Elizabeth Perowski Memorial Award and other recognitions are given to our volunteers in appreciation for all that they do for our library. For more information about this year's award recipients, go to our volunteer page at iowalibrary.blog. We thank all of our volunteers for your continual support, contributions, enthusiasm, dedication, and passion that helps us serve our patrons and Iowans. Thank you for making a difference in the lives of others and for helping us tell our library's story.
May 3rd through the 9th, 2021, is Children's Book Week. Children's Book Week is the annual celebration of books for young people and the joy of reading. But it's not just about books and reading, it's also about connection. It is a vehicle to unite kids and adults with books in order to foster a love of reading. The Iowa Library for the Blind and Print Disabled Books for Kids program is a great example of connecting kids to books in Braille. Children in the Books for Kids program are sent books to their home or school, or both, each month so they have access to reading material. Our youth services librarian, Denise Bean, works hard each week finding books for the participants and getting them sent out. There are over 100 kids enrolled in the program, so this is no easy feat. If you would like more information on the Books for Kids program, please call the library. Denise is also hard at work planning the Youth Summer Reading Program for 2021, titled Tales and Travels. Go to iowalibrary.blog for more information or to register.
Now for the top 10 nonfiction books downloaded on Bard last month. Green Lights, DB101312 by Matthew McConaughey. Memoir from Academy Award-winning actor in films including Dazed and Confused and Dallas Buyers Club shares his experiences and philosophy on life. He describes Green Lights as the times when the universe gives us permission to try new things. Bestseller. A Promised Land, DB100966 by Barack Obama. The first volume of Barack Obama's presidential memoirs recounting his journey from youth to President of the United States of America. He discusses his early aspirations, the trajectory of his political career, landmark moments of his first term, and reflections on American politics. Bestseller. All Creatures Great and Small, DB53926, by James Herriot. An English veterinarian reminisces about his work in Yorkshire that began in 1937 when he was fresh out of school. He recalls tending to the farm and house animals and comforting people whose pets died, followed by All Things Bright and Beautiful, DB39611. It was a bestseller in 1972.
The answer is Reflections of My Life, DB99678 by Alex Trebek. Longtime host of the TV game show Jeopardy! Shares stories of his life and career. Alongside anecdotes about the show and its contestants, he discusses marriage, parenthood, spirituality, education, philanthropy, and his own battle with cancer. Cast, the origins of our discontents. DB100088 by Isabel Wilkerson. The Pulitzer Prize-winning author of The Wrath of Other Suns, DB71929, examines the unofficial caste and hierarchies she has observed as inherent in American society. She also discusses the eight pillars of all caste systems and offers ways for America to move forward. Bestseller. The Presidents. Noted historians rank America's best and worst chief executives. DB101013. A complete ranking of American presidents based on a survey conducted by C-SPAN. Leading historians rated the presidents based on a variety of categories: leadership, moral authority, public persuasion, and more. Each entry also includes stories and analysis about each president. Murder Beyond the Grave, DB100126 by James Patterson. Two true crime cases from Discovery's Murder is Forever. In the title entry, Stephen Small has a Ferrari, fancy house, loving wife, and three boys. But what he needs is enough air to breathe. Kidnapped, buried in a box, and held for ransom, Stephen has 48 hours of oxygen. Also includes Murder in Paradise.
The Craft, How the Freemasons Made the Modern World, DB101016, John Dickey. An account of the founding and spread of Freemasonry. The author describes the pervasive influence of the secret brotherhood's involvement in politics, its contentious relationship with various religious orders, and profiles of its most famous members. 40 Autumns, A Family Story of Courage and Survival on Both Sides of the Berlin Wall, DB101454. Nina Wilner. A former American military intelligence officer recounts her experiences with her family's division by the Iron Curtain during the Cold War. She details her own escape from East to West Germany and subsequent move to America, as well as her daughter's intelligence work in Berlin, mere miles from their German relatives. The Splendid and the Vile, A Saga of Churchill, Family, and Defiance During the Blitz, DB100054. Eric Larson. The author of Dead Wake, DB80936, describes Winston Churchill and London during the Blitz. He examines this dark year of London's history primarily through the domestic drama of Churchill and his family's day-to-day experiences. Bestseller.
In February, we mentioned the announcement of the Iowa Center for the Book's All Iowa Reads selections for 2021. All Iowa Reads fosters a sense of unity through reading. Iowans are encouraged to come together in their communities to read and talk about a single book title in the same year. There are three winning titles each year: an adult title, a teen title, and a kid's title. Starting this month, the authors of the winning selections will offer free virtual author visits to the public. Each author will conduct three webinars each over the course of the next few months. Remy Lai, author of the 2021 Kids All Iowa Reads title, Pie in the Sky, will appear in her first free virtual webinar on May 15th at 2 p.m. On May 19th at 7 p.m., Nicholas Butler, author of the 2021 Adult All Iowa Reads title, Little Faith, will conduct the first of his free virtual webinars. Randy Rebai, author of the 2021 Teen All Iowa Reads title, Patron Saints of Nothing, is scheduled for his first free webinar late in June. All the webinars will be hosted by the Iowa Center for the Book and will last about an hour. The author will discuss the book and answer questions from attendees submitted in the chat window during the webinar. You can find more information, see the complete schedule of the virtual author visits, and register for the webinars at www.iowacenterforthebook.org/AIR. Do you want to read the book before the webinar? Call the library and request them. We have all three selections in audio, braille, and large print.
Here are some ongoing events and programs at the library. Makerspace Monday on May 11th at 6:30 p.m. STEM and Stories Saturday on May 15th at 10 a.m. Makerspace Mondays and STEM and Stories Saturdays will pause after the May events to make way for our summer reading programs in the month of June, July, and August. They will resume in September. Braille Babies on May 15th at 11 a.m. IDB Read Western on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. IDB Read Cozy Mystery on Wednesdays and Fridays from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Call the library to get the conference call number for these two programs.
Tech Time every Wednesday from 8 to 11 a.m. Call Tyler at 515-452-1343. Hooked on Books every Wednesday afternoon from 4 to 4:30 p.m. Don't forget to listen to Library Chat, the library's podcast. In April, we talked about libraries and librarians. The library will be closed on Monday, May 31st, in observance of Memorial Day. Please don't hesitate to contact the library with any questions or comments at 515-281-1323 or by email at library@blind.state.ia.us. The library is open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Happy reading!